Pope Francis drew inspiration from the daily readings, in particular the first reading that recounts the episode of the Deacon Stephen, the first martyr of the Church, being dragged before the Sanhedrin because of his witness to the Gospel. Pope Francis noted that Stephen was a victim of calumny. He is accused of false witness, but, said the Pope, it is not a fair fight, a fight between good men, because Stephen's enemies choose the path of a dirty fight, the path of calumny. Calumny, continued the Pope, is worse than sin. It is the direct expression of Satan.
Noi tutti siamo peccatori, tutti. Abbiamo peccati.
Pope Francis said, we are all sinners, but calumny is something else. It is something more, because it aims to destroy the work of God and comes from a very evil source. Calumny, he said, is born of hatred, and hate is the work of Satan. And let us be in no doubt, he added, where there is calumny, there is Satan himself.
C'è calunnia, è Satana, proprio lui.
From the behavior of the accusers, Pope Francis then turned his attention to the accused. Stephen, he noted, does not return falsehood with falsehood. He does not want to go that way to save himself, but rather looks to the Lord and obeys the law, being in the peace and truth of Christ. And that, Pope Francis said, is what happens in the history of the Church, because from the first martyr until today, there have been numerous examples of those who have witnessed to the Gospel with great courage.
Ma il tempo dei martiri non è finito.
However, Pope Francis continued, the age of martyrs is not yet over. Even today, we can say in truth that the Church has more martyrs now than during the first centuries. He said the Church has many men and women who are maligned through calumny, who are persecuted and killed in hatred of Jesus, in hatred of the faith. Some, he noted, are killed because they teach the catechism, others because they wear the cross. And again, Pope Francis repeated, the age of martyrs is not yet over.
In questo tempo dei martiri.
This age of such great spiritual turmoil, in fact, reminded Pope Francis of an ancient Russian icon he once saw that depicts Our Lady covering the people of God with her mantle. And so, he said, we pray to Our Lady to protect us, and in times of spiritual turbulence, let us remember that the safest place is under the mantle of Our Lady. She is the mother who takes care of all the Church.
Sotto la tua protezione, madre, e la Chiesa.
I'm Emer McCarthy.